all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
The final lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Kyle Larson is our driver spotlight, and he begins talking about 1.5 mile tracks on the NASCAR schedule.
I feel like everybody's complained about 1.5 racing at least since I've been in Cup. And I feel like we've only made it better, but the complaining's gotten worse or more. So 1.5 racing to me might not visually come across on TV as being the most exciting racing that we have, but inside the cockpit, I think you could ask most everybody, and they would say that our 1.5 racing is a lot of fun and exciting and competitive. So I don't know why it doesn't come across that way on TV, but I don't know. I think as far as the All-Star package goes, I think that will be a package that comes across as better racing on TV, but it's going to be extremely easy inside the cockpit. So, but I think, you know, we're kind of in an entertainment business, so whatever we can do to make it better on TV.
And Kyle is still keeping his eyes on Kevin Harvick, despite Kyle Busch winning pretty much everything lately.
I still think the 4 car is quite a bit better than, I think you can call the 18 second best, but I still feel like the 4 is quite a bit better. He had his issues on pit road at Texas, but if he didn't have that, he was by far the fastest car there. Then at Bristol, you don't really know how he would have been if he was in his primary car. He could have been up there.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
There's searching for low prices on appliances, and then there's finding them. At the Home Depot, get Spring Black Friday savings of up to 35% on appliance special buys, like a Whirlpool top freezer refrigerator in stainless steel for just $398. Spring has sprung, with up to 35% off appliance special buys at Spring Black Friday. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through April 25th. U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for details.
At City of Hope, we don't believe the future can wait for the future. For over a century, we've been advancing science that saves lives. From 4 of the world's top cancer-fighting drugs to the development of synthetic human insulin, we are maximizing the potential of immunotherapy and making precision medicine a reality. It's not enough to promise future cures for cancer. We must find them sooner. We are the miracle of science with soul. Find out more at cityofhope.org.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Let's keep that on the down low. It's not exactly street legal.
6:06, welcome back in. Hour number 3 is going to get underway with a giveaway. We've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. It's going to caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600. You're going to be able to enjoy delicious Mexican food or some drinks on La Cantina. They've got 3 locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids across from the U.S. Cellular Center, and the most recent location they opened a couple years ago in the Fountains off Edgewood. Here's why English and sentence structure matters. Because
what did we do, Todd?
We didn't do anything.
Okay.
But the Iowa State softball Twitter account made it seem as if the softball game today decided the entire Seahawks series for the year. That is not the case. And I have been informed by somebody at the University of Iowa that Iowa currently leads 13-12 in the season standings. And the academic points, I had no idea there were academic points for the Seahawks trophy series, whatever it's called.
Academic points.
Yeah, well, you got to at least feign interest in student athletes, the student portion of this. So Iowa is ahead 13-12, and whoever composed the softball tweet for Iowa State did a very poor job of, or maybe I just struggle at reading comprehension. See, this is what you get when somebody tries to react to things in real time. Sometimes things are lost in translation, but I attest to the fact that it was a poorly worded tweet. They made it sound like today's game, a 4-2 win by Iowa State, decided the entire thing. But that's neither here nor there. The bottom line is the Hawkeyes lead 13-12. Iowa State picked up 2 points today, and no one cares about any of this, as Welsh is asking on the Hurtin and Stocker text line, does anybody actually pay attention to who wins the season award?
No.
Gun to your head, could you tell me the last 2-3 seasons worth of winners? Not in football.
Well, people that work for the university.
And well, yeah, it's a big deal for them. Because,
that's fine.
And they, you know, there's a lot of people there, a lot of good people there who work really hard to make both of those athletic programs successful. And if it sounds as if I'm saying that because I know that they're listening and parsing every single word that's said on this program, well, that's a semi-accurate statement. 609, welcome in. Hour number three, as we mentioned, getting underway. Christina in Cedar Rapids taking home tonight's $30 gift card to La Cantina. Use it and use it wisely. We've got a couple more of those to give away. Tomorrow, I can guarantee you we're going to give it away before 6 o'clock because we are out an hour early for coverage of the first round of the NFL draft. Two former Hawkeyes, that is, expecting or hoping to hear their names called tomorrow. That would be Josh Jackson and James Daniels.
Josh Jackson.
Josh's and James and this and that, and it's a long day. I'm looking forward to going to the ballpark tonight and maybe for the first time in a long time, just having a beer and relaxing and not having to worry about, you know.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you,
doing
Todd,
my job as a parent.
I usually love draft week, but just this one in general, I'm ready for it to be done. Just everything involved, the rumors around it, the week in general, it's been a little bit more mentally exhausting than ones in the past.
Well, it's our poll question today. Is the NFL draft the most overanalyzed sporting event of the year? You can vote at kgymradio.com. It's a simple yes or no question. And obviously, with your brother wondering whether or not he's going to be drafted or whether he's going to be a preferred free agent, this is an extra difficult week for you.
That definitely is part of it.
I know you're going to be spending some time at home in St. Louis over the weekend, and what comes of draft day and day three, who knows at this point? I think
nobody.
You guys are probably, you know, it's always fun to say that you were drafted the sixth or seventh round on your Wikipedia page or whatnot. But again, you look at a guy like Cole Croston out of Iowa who goes the undrafted free agent route and is able to find a spot where he feels he's a good fit with the Patriots and things work out for him. So from that standpoint, yeah, it's cool to say you were drafted. Yeah, my brother was. You can use that with at the bars or wherever. I don't know. You know, you don't strike me as the type of guy who's going to a bar to pick up women, but you can use this as a pickup line forever. Well, you know, my brother was drafted. Okay, that's cool to say. I'm a little jealous. I'm an only child also, so it doesn't really apply to me, but you get to pick your spot if you're an undrafted free agent, and sometimes that's to the benefit of those guys who are in the sixth and seventh round territory.
And at this point, he's just hoping for that. Like, I don't think that he expects to get drafted. He's just hoping that there will be several teams who call him after the draft and offer him a spot in camp, because that's really all he needs. But at this point, these teams are so quiet and nobody knows what's going on. You don't know what's going on. Your agent doesn't know what's going on. The media thinks they know what is going on, but a lot of stuff that's leaked to them is false information, purposefully false information.
There's a lot of smoke and misdirection,
yes,
and palace intrigue, if you will, right now, because teams are trying to throw others off the scent, and especially this year of all years, because everybody's so locked in on the four quarterbacks. I mean, Lamar Jackson's not under consideration to go with the top picks, but the other four are. Everybody's so locked in on what team values this quarterback or where are they on their draft boards. And you're absolutely right. It's to teams' best interest to either not say anything at all or to give out bad information. That's why you got to be careful, because you leak something to someone, a trusted source, and they do their job and put it out there, and you can get burned this time of year. If you don't completely believe what you're told, you'll see a lot of people say, well, something clearly changed between the conversation that I had and now.
No,
it didn't. It was
changed.
Either you were wrong or you got sold a bill of goods. And speaking of questions about the draft coming up at the bottom of the hour, you, the listener, can ask our very own draft expert, Mel Kuhn Jr., any question you would like about the NFL draft. Mel, put him on the spot. He will answer those questions for you coming up at the bottom of the hour at 6:35 tonight. 319-366-1600. That is the number to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Howard Balzer, our pal from the St. Louis area, longtime NFL draft coverer. As a matter of fact, Howard was at the very first televised NFL draft on ESPN way back in, was it 1981 or something like that, the first year that the draft was actually on TV. Howard's going to be with us tomorrow for a last-minute look at the first-round coverage. It's 6:15 on a Wednesday. That means we've got to get to the 6 o'clock showdown. We've got a four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on the South Bend Cubs next Thursday night. It's a Thirsty Thursday at Veterans Memorial Stadium, so you can drink cheap beer, you can watch future Chicago Cubs prospects, and you can watch Royce Lewis, the number one overall pick in the draft. Sounds like a good night for you and three of your friends, or you and three family members, whatever. Maybe you just want to use all four tickets and you spread out. You're antisocial. Place for your coat. Place for your goodies. I don't know. 366-1600. We need callers number 1 and 2 right now for the 6 o'clock showdown. Whoever answers the most questions in 60 seconds will take home the family four-pack of tickets to see the Colonels and the Cubs next Thursday night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Colonels at home tonight, taking on the Burlington Bees. First pitch coming up in about 20 minutes at Veterans Memorial Stadium. If you're looking for something to do, maybe you can go out and try to snag a Torrey Hunter autograph. Gold Glove winner.
Good luck.
Is he tough?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I just figured that he would be a guy that would be tough to get an autograph.
Well, you
know,
I mean, he's tough to get on the air.
Or he might not be someone who would take too kindly to somebody asking for an autograph. But I'm not trying to scare anybody away.
Tough to get on the air.
As you say, Todd, shoot your shot.
That's right. Mike Quadi, on the other hand, former Cubs manager, probably a little bit more attainable. He's also in town, I'm told. As I believe he's the outfield instructor, roving outfield instructor for the Minnesota Twins. Colonels win last night. Series is all knotted at a game apiece. They're home through Thursday night, taking on the Bees.
I was going to say, I feel one of those stories coming up tomorrow where you recognize somebody that nobody else recognizes and have a conversation with them, and they're very honored that you had a conversation with them. I feel like tomorrow you're going to come into the office and tell that story about Mike Quadi.
I am wearing the Cubs pullover tonight, and I am interested in seeing if I can chat with one of my favorite Cubs managers after the game tonight. We'll see. He didn't have a whole lot of talent to work with there. He was not put in a position to succeed. And if you're going to try to convince me that Darwin Barney and Mike Fontenot and Ryan Terrio are... No. Oh, I'm getting PTSD just thinking about those years. Let's go to the phone lines here, and it is, of course, time for the showdown. Playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Colonels and the Cubs next Thursday night at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
It's coming!
Like all of history's great battles, and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
All right. Sorry about that. I'm a little slow on the draw tonight. Hopefully Tom in Lisbon and Jacob in Masonville are up for the challenge. And if I see this right, Tom in Lisbon is with Alex, and Kyle has already chatted with him. I believe he is deferring. He wants to go second. Can we confirm this? Tom, are you with us?
I am, but it sounds really strange. I'm hearing some weird background. Yeah, that's better.
Okay, well, we didn't do anything, so that's always interesting. But you are deferring. You want to go second. Is that correct?
Sure.
All right, so Jacob in Masonville, you got us?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, we'll ask Tom to be quiet here, and you've got 60 seconds. I got 7 questions here, and whenever you're ready, I'll start asking the first question. So, Jacob, you ready to go?
Yep, ready.
All right, what pick do the Chicago Bears have tomorrow night in the first round of the NFL draft?
Ooh, 7.
Close. Who does the Iowa baseball team play this week in Big Ten action?
Indiana.
Nebraska AD Bill Moose suggested what two Big Ten football coaches are scared of Scott Frost?
Kirk Ferentz and Urban Meyer.
Close. Which Big Ten running back and top NFL draft prospect has been featured on ESPN's Hey Rookie, Welcome to the NFL?
You said Big Ten running back?
Yes.
Saquon Barkley.
Name one of the two NHL teams playing in a Game 7 tonight.
The Capitals.
ESPN's Jeff Goodman says Justin Jackson made the biggest mistake of any prospect by declaring early for the NBA draft. What Big Ten school did Jackson attend? Justin Jackson.
Michigan State.
Okay, Jacob, you got one right, but we'll ask you to hold tight because I have seen one win before. It's a common occurrence here, unfortunately, all too often during the 6 o'clock showdown. Tom in Lisbon may or may not have made the right choice here. There's still pressure on him to perform. So, Alex, I'll turn things over to you guys.
All right, Tom, you think you have 2 in you?
I don't know. I've gotten 5 before, and I've zeroed before. So
okay.
Well,
if you don't know the answer, just say pass. Your 60 seconds begins right now. Which AFC West team is without a first-round pick tomorrow night?
Chiefs.
Which former Iowa basketball player is the new basketball coach at Truman State? Greg Brunner, Adam Haluska, Dean Oliver, or Jeff Horner?
Horner.
Why has Chris Bryant been missing from the Cubs lineup the last 2 games?
Hit by a pitch in the eye.
What SEC program has been added to Iowa's baseball schedule next week? What member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame was in Cedar Rapids last weekend? Iowa State picked up a basketball transfer from this Mountain West school yesterday.
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Ronald Acuna makes his big league debut tonight. What team will he be suiting up for?
Atlanta Braves.
I lost track there after 1. I got to admit I was tuned out there, but it was certainly a victory.
That's
for
4.
Tom, 4-1. Okay. Congratulations, Tom in Lisbon. You are the winner tonight of the 2018 Cyhawk Series, according to Iowa State softball Twitter account. Okay, no, sorry. A family 4-pack of tickets to see the Colonels and the South Bend Cubs next Thursday night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Fingers crossed that the weather continues to be as nice as it is right now. They will be selling a lot of beer next Thursday night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. That Cubs team has some decent prospects. Most of them are pitchers, so I can't guarantee that if you're a Cubs fan, you'll see too many of them in person next week. Colonels also taking on West Michigan, the Whitecaps, next week. And if you're a Detroit Tigers fan, especially of a certain vintage, you may want to head out to the ballpark and see if you can snag an autograph or a picture with Lance Parrish, former catcher on the 1984 World Series winning Detroit Tigers. Really nice guy. He actually managed in the Dodgers organization in 2007 with Great Lakes when Clayton Kershaw was there. So back in the Midwest League a decade later, his second tour of duty with his second organization, Lance Parrish, with the West Michigan Whitecaps.
He also was the head coach at Kansas State and Ball State football. No, that's Stan Parrish.
That would be Stan Parrish.
Stan Parrish.
And the attorney for Pierre Parrish. No, that was Alfredo Parrish. I'm sorry, we're getting our Parrishes and our Stans and our... everything's a jumbled mess right now on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. I've been flummoxed by, of all things, a college softball game today. You know, this is... It's not a particularly noble profession to do what we do. And it's not exactly fun to look at something and then pass along bad information, especially in this day and age, because then you're just, there's a certain segment of the population out there that just, it fuels the fire, the fake news fire. Well, people can be wrong about some things.
As long as you admit you're wrong and give the
information. I'm married. Are you kidding me? And you learn, one of the first things you learn, just admit you're wrong. Don't lie. Don't cover it up. Yeah, I'm wrong. And you move on. It's key. There we go with the dating advice again. 319-366-1600. So we gave away the Colonels tickets. We mentioned the Colonels are home until Thursday, taking on Burlington. We've given away the La Cantina $30 gift card. We do have another one of those for you coming up tomorrow. I should mention, for those of you who may just be joining us in the 6 o'clock hour and did not hear yesterday or did not hear today, we have 4 spots remaining on the KGYM bus trip to Wrigley Field next month, May 12th. We are 2.5 weeks away. It's hard to believe. May 12th, it's a Saturday. It's an afternoon game, so we'll be leaving early in the morning from Cedar Rapids. I believe the bus is making a stop in Davenport to pick people up if you live in the far eastern Iowa portion of the listening area. There's another opportunity for you to join us. We're down to 4 tickets remaining. $150 gets you your ticket and round-trip transportation to and from Wrigley Field. It should be a great day. I'm looking forward to this. Kyle and Alex are going on the trip as well. Alex is going as disinterested observer. No Cubs, no White Sox gear. Just going along to have a good day at Wrigley Field. You had a good time the last time you were at Wrigley Field.
I did.
I was with you.
That was the infamous hoping for a minor injury to a player and then having a minor injury to that player and feeling bad about it because the person replacing that player was a person you went to high school with.
That was the Cardinals-Cubs game, and we got to see friend of the show Luke Voit.
I just remember
in the lineup.
I thought to myself, you know what? It'd be nice if Matt Carpenter could leave after like the second inning. Sure enough, first inning, he comes rounding third, stumbles over himself, trips over home plate. It was a minor injury. He was out for 2 games. Luke got to play that day. The Cubs won. For you guys, everybody was happy. Everybody went home happy.
319-366-1600, the Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers text line. You can use it to reach out to us here on the text line. Another 6 o'clock showdown is in the books. Mel Kuhn Jr., KGYM's draft expert, getting ready to answer your questions about the draft coming up in just a few minutes. Let's run down the questions here that were missed. He was close. He had the Bears drafting 7th. They actually have the 8th overall pick tomorrow in the draft. You can hear it right here on KGYM. Michigan is on Iowa's schedule this week, and then after that, things lighten up a little bit for the Hawkeyes. Jim Harbaugh and Urban Meyer, the 2 Big Ten football coaches that Nebraska AD Bill Moos suggested, are running scared of Scott Frost and the Huskers. It's the Maple Leafs and the Bruins. Should be a really good Game 7 tonight as they close out the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Jeff Goodman with some strong words about Justin Jackson making the biggest mistake of any prospect declaring for the NBA draft. Justin Jackson went to school at Maryland.
So he got 4 of them. The ones that he missed, the SEC program that has been added to the Iowa baseball schedule next week, that would be the Missouri Tigers, the second-rate program, baseball program in the state of Missouri. Missouri State is the premier at this point. Kurt Warner was the Pro Football Hall of Famer who was around town last weekend. And Iowa State picked up a basketball transfer from this Mountain West school yesterday. That would be Prentice Nixon from Colorado State.
averaged 16.1 points per game, leading Larry Eustace's team in scoring. He will sit out next year and then be eligible for one final year in 2019-2020 for Steve Prohm and the Cyclones. We got a lot more to get to on the program tonight. As we mentioned, the Twins and the Yankees are already underway in the Bronx. The Twins getting out to an early lead via a Miguel Sano home run. Tough situation with Byron Buxton re-injuring himself, or suffering another injury on his rehab stint with Fort Myers, apparently following a ball off his foot. He's got some issues with a toe now. Never good when one of your calling cards is your speed. Hard to run fast when you've got a sore toe. So they're looking at ways to alleviate that pain and get him back into the lineup. Twins getting pasted by the Yankees last night. And it's been an up-and-down season so far for the Twins, but it's been an up-and-down season for most of the teams in the American League Central. Not the White Sox. It's been mostly down for them, suffering another defeat last night. Rick Renteria thrown out of the White Sox game. And Michael Kopech looking good in AAA, one of the prospects that they acquired in the Chris Sale trade last year. And I think before long you're going to start to see some of those prospects make their way to the majors. I'd compare it to 2014 for the Cubs. Maybe not 2015. 2014. Give you an idea of one or two of those young players, and then the next year you bring some of them up in late April after you've manipulated their service time, and then it's 2015. Folks will remember the Cubs made it to the postseason and the National League Championship Series in 2015. So if you're a White Sox fan, hang in there. There are brighter days ahead. I know people think folks are putting too much pressure on guys like Eloy Jimenez and Michael Kopech, but they are the wave of the future, and Kopech looks good. He's been dominant so far in AAA. 6:31. We're very fortunate to have here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids our very own in-house NFL draft expert. You've heard him from time to time right here on KGYM, Mel Kuhn Jr., breaking down the players and teams' needs in the draft. Well, tonight it's your chance to ask Mel Kuhn Jr. an NFL draft-related question. We've got to get these segments out of the way because the draft starts tomorrow and then everything is stale. So if you have a question about a player or a team and what they're looking to do in the draft tomorrow night, the ball is now in your court. 319-366-1600. Your questions for Mel Kuhn Jr., KGYM's draft analyst. You can pick up the phone and give him a call, or you can use the Hertin and Stocker text line. Again, the number is 366-1600. Mel answers your questions when we return after this.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
Well, Alex did mention that he played travel ball as a youngster, so I'll just assume that he was a great athlete. Yeah. Welcome back in. 6:34. We went a little long on that last segment, so we'll go ahead and send it right to Kyle, who's going to have your latest Big Board update.
Iowa baseball's won 5 consecutive midweek games, and they're trying to continue that today as they host Milwaukee at Dwayne Banks Field in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes are 23-13, while the Panthers enter at 15-18. It's freshman Trent Wallace on the mound for the Hawkeyes, but he gave up a couple early. But Robert Nystrom and Lorenzo Elon got to quick work, and each had RBIs to tie it back up. That game's tied at 2 in the second. The football program got a commitment today from safety Sebastian Castro out of Illinois. He's a 6'1", 200-pound, 3-star prospect who chose the Hawkeyes over offers from Minnesota, Iowa State, and Syracuse. Iowa wrestlers Spencer Lee and Alex Marinelli were named to the Amateur Wrestling News All-Rookie Team yesterday. Lee's a first-team selection at 125 pounds after going 22-2 and winning the national title as a true freshman, while Marinelli made the second team at 165 after going 19-6 and earning All-America honors. The Colonels grabbed a 3-1 victory over the Burlington Bees last night. Edward Colina started on the hill and earned his first Midwest League victory behind 5 scoreless innings. He got run support from RBI by Gene Carlos Arias and Shane Carrier, later by Royce Lewis. The teams are back at it again tonight for Game 3 of the 4-game series, beginning at 6:35. And then tonight after our show, we'll be joining the Twins at the Yankees. Lance Lynn and Sonny Gray got things started on the hill. You can hear that game on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. The Twins currently lead 2-1.
We mentioned earlier today that Porter Mosier is getting paid. This came out shortly after Loyola's run at the NCAA tournament came to an end, but they did agree to a contract extension with him. It was never formally announced until today by the school. Porter Mosier under contract through the 2025-2026 season. However, Steve Watson, who is the director of athletics at Loyola, did not release details of the financial terms of the contract, but it's safe to say that Porter Mosier, who led the Ramblers to the tournament for the first time since 1985, is probably getting a pay raise. He also isn't guaranteed to be there through 2025-2026, because if he's good enough and the team is good enough the next couple years, someone's going to come calling. Such is life at a mid-major.
I don't know. I hope he sticks around for a couple more years. I think he probably will. But yes, I do agree. I think it's pretty safe to say he got a pay raise, and hopefully he sticks around there for a while, because some guys are just really good in certain situations. Some coaches are better in those types of situations at smaller schools than they are at bigger schools. I think he might fall into that category.
We mentioned that Ronald Acuna Jr. making his Major League debut tonight for the Atlanta Braves, one of the top prospects in baseball. We did not mention, or I failed to mention, I should say, earlier, that his debut comes at the expense of a former Cedar Rapids Colonel, Peter Borges, who was with the Chicago Cubs in spring training for a little bit, picked up by the Atlanta Braves. Well, they had to release him in order to make room on the 25-man roster for Ronald Acuna Jr. So Peter Borges, who's a pretty good, or was a pretty good, center fielder in Cedar Rapids coming up in the Angels organization, has sort of reached the point in his career where he is the 26th man.
See, he's one of those guys with certain tools, speed, fielding. The one tool that he lacks is the bat. And you can't steal first base. He doesn't make contact, I guess, well enough. And that was kind of his downfall with the Cardinals. I thought that he could play a role, but was never able to hit well enough to stick around.
The Adam Schefter reporting that the Cleveland Browns are shopping the number 4 overall pick, looking at trading back. So all of the talk for the last several weeks about the Browns having picks 1 and 4, and they can get cute with number 1 because they have number 4, if they get the right offer, it looks like they may be interested in collecting and moving back in the draft, the NFL draft coming your way tomorrow. And that's the segue to the segment right now, 6:38. We've got the one and only KGYM draft analyst Mel Kuhn Jr. in the studio with us. You've heard Mel on the KGYM airwaves for the last several years. Earlier this week on Monday, Mel broke down the Hawkeyes, Cyclones, and Panthers, who are hoping to hear their names called over the next 3 days. Yesterday, Mel, much to the chagrin of some of the texters, broke down the top five quarterbacks in the draft. But today, because this is a truly democratic show and I am a host for the people of the people, you are the ones who get to ask Mel Kuhn Jr. your NFL draft questions. Mel has settled into his chair. He has got his energy drink in front of him because we are not paid by any of the energy drink companies. I will not mention what it is that Mel is drinking. Mel, how are you doing today? Are you ready for the draft? It is finally here. We are inside 24 hours away from perhaps the most overanalyzed sporting event of the year. At least that's our KGYM poll question today.
Todd, very excited to be here. A little tired, but ready to go. Can't wait to see what the listeners have to say. I saw the comment yesterday on the text line, but I'm going to let that roll off my back.
Well, 3530 on the text line, our old pal, wants to know what Mel Kuhn Jr. thinks of Memphis offensive lineman Gabe Kuhn. Nothing like going for the jugular right out of the gate.
I think Gabe Kuhn's a guy that played 52 career games at Memphis. He's a center prospect at the next level, can play guard, play multiple positions on the offensive line, isn't garnering the most attention from these teams, but probably a priority free agent, gets a chance at camp.
I'll trust Mel Kuhn's sources on that one. 0497, who will the 49ers take with their early picks in the draft tomorrow, Mel?
I'll tell you what, the San Francisco 49ers, they need an edge rusher. They were 26th in the league in sacks last year.
So I think Aldon Smith is a free agent.
Aldon Smith is probably not coming back to the NFL, so look for a guy Look for a guy like Roquan Smith out of Georgia. Can step outside, play the linebacker position, rush the passer a little bit. If they don't go that direction, they also need an inside linebacker. Tremaine Edmonds out of Virginia Tech, another really, really good player the San Francisco 49ers could take with the number 9 overall pick. Then look for them to get some weapons for Jimmy Garoppolo, a wide receiver in the second round, would not shock me.
Your questions for KGYM draft analyst Mel Kuhn Jr. on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 9068. Mel, what are your thoughts on the Lions making the playoffs this year in Matt Patricia's first year?
Todd, I'll tell you what, Matt Patricia takes over a very talented roster on the offensive side of the football, but they're in one of the best divisions in football. I don't like their chances.
We lost Mel there for a second.
8-8. I don't think they make the playoffs.
It's the first time we've ever lost a guest when he's actually been in the studio. 5505, why not take Saquon Barkley at number one? Mel, this is confusing to me because everybody says Saquon Barkley is the best prospect in the draft. Why isn't the best prospect going number one?
I think there are a lot of running backs later in the draft, second, third round, where you can look at them and say they might be 75 to 80% of what Saquon Barkley is, but you're comfortable taking them later in the draft. I think Barkley is a hell of a football player, very good physical specimen, high motor, but he shouldn't be taken with the number one overall pick for the Cleveland Browns. They've been lacking their quarterback. They need to spend that first overall pick on a quarterback. I think that's Sam Darnold.
Mel, 2272, wants to know what the Green Bay Packers should do tomorrow. They've got, what, number 14, pick 14.
The Green Bay Packers are an interesting position because they need some secondary help, but that is a position that is loaded in this draft. One position they also need help at is defensive end, and there might be one guy in the first round at that position that is available to the Green Bay Packers, and if Marcus Davenport from UT San Antonio is available for the Green Bay Packers at 14, they jump on him. If not, Minkah Fitzpatrick will be there. Derwin James could be there, or any of the bevy of cornerback players in this draft will be there for the taking.
2153 wants to know if you have read Mike Halas's column online from the Cedar Rapids Gazette about who the best draft steal in Iowa football history is. Are you a fan of Mike Halas?
I like Mike Halas. He's number one on my big board as far as
Gazette columnists go.
With
a bullet.
But I did not read his column today.
You got several options there. I know he did an excellent job of pointing out that even though Bob Sanders was taken relatively early in the draft, his career, as short as it wound up being, certainly wound up being one. I'll give an answer to that. I think Mike Daniels going in, what was it, the fifth round to Green Bay several years ago, fourth or fifth round. Mike Daniels has proven to be an absolute diamond in the rough for the Packers, and especially the early era Kirk Ferentz players. There were a lot of guys that you would say qualify as a draft steal. Marshall Yanda going in the third round to Baltimore in 2007. Marshall Yanda is, in my opinion, going to be a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame someday, provided that he comes back and plays another year or two after this injury. Aaron Kampman is another guy that Mike brought up in that column, a fifth rounder by the Green Bay Packers. So excellent question there on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Now 9476 wants Mel's opinion on the Cowboys tomorrow.
Todd, I'll tell you what.
What's Jerry doing, Mel?
The Cowboys are in a position right now with Dez Bryant out of the loop. They could replace him with a guy that has the potential to be very similar to Dez Bryant. That would be a kid out of SMU by the name of Cortland Sutton, 6'4", 200 pounds, highly productive. I like Cortland Sutton to go number 19 overall to the Dallas Cowboys.
Our last question, because I am a glutton for punishment, but not this much punishment, comes to us from our pal Ed, who used to join us on the KGYM road trips in Iowa City. Ed is a dyed-in-the-wool Boston sports fan, so he would like to know, what are the Patriots going to do? It's been a while since we've seen them with a couple first-round draft picks, and Bill Belichick has some bullets in the chamber. What's he going to do, Mel?
The Patriots are going to do something absolutely off the wall. I have no idea who they're going to draft, but I could see anywhere from Lamar Jackson to Colton Miller from UCLA. They need to address some needs. First of all, they need a center. And I think that a Big Ten prospect at that point in the draft, there are some injury concerns with this guy. He fell behind James Daniels of Iowa because of those injury concerns. But Billy Price out of Ohio State would fill a big-time need for the New England Patriots.
I would like to see the Patriots take those draft picks and trade them for Gronkowski the horse, even though Gronkowski the horse probably wouldn't pass the physical. If you just joined the program, this news has been out now for a day or so, but there was going to be a horse named after Rob Gronkowski running in this year's Kentucky Derby, and Gronkowski the horse he's sick. He's going to be unable to run, and my favorite suggestion on Twitter is that Rob Gronkowski be entered in his place so that the Kentucky Derby field would be horses and then Rob Gronkowski. Just load him up with enough animal tranquilizers and milkshakes. That's what they call it, right? Milkshakes. Speaking of scuzzy college basketball coaches, which we touched on in hour number two with the College Basketball Commission's findings today, Rick Pitino was into horses, right? Isn't Pitino?
Yeah, yes.
Pitino's
sorry, Mel.
I
had to get my microphone back from Mel. Yeah, yes, he is a big horse guy.
And yes, Rob Gronkowski does have a small stake in the horse named Gronkowski, but he bought in after the fact.
Like, how small are we talking? I'll have to figure that
just
out.
Just says a stake, and that's STAKE.
Okay.
Just want to be very clear. Well, we were talking about the shellfish and Addison Russell the other day and eating things that you had no idea what you were eating. You told the story about eating the tongue. I don't want to, especially at 6:48 where people could be having a late dinner, I don't want to upset any delicate constitutions and have them perhaps lose their appetite. 6:47, not that Mel Kuhn Jr.'s segment didn't probably do that for a small segment of the listening population, but whether or not you love Mel, we still love you. 6:48. Quick timeout. We come back. Kyle's going to have a big board update for you. We'll set the table for a Thursday edition of the program. tell you a little bit about the Lunchbox Heroes stop earlier today in downtown Cedar Rapids, and then get you on your way so that I can go to Veterans Memorial Stadium tonight and enjoy a little baseball in peace and quiet back after this.
What's going on, everybody? Molly Karam here, host of ESPN's First Take. Let's be real. You haven't taken your woman on a date in a while. Here's the good news. She'd love to go to the game with you, so do yourself a favor. Download the free Vivid Seats app today and start looking for tickets. Whether it's two tickets to your favorite team or tickets to her favorite band, take it from me. She will appreciate it. Got it? Go download the free Vivid Seats app now, select your tickets, and make your ladies' day. Vivid Seats, the official ticket partner of ESPN.
Let's talk about Trenton. Not Trenton, New Jersey, but Trenton the truck driver. Actually, Trenton the former truck driver. I say former because in July, Trenton started class at My Computer Career. 4 months later, and Trenton has already started his IT career. How long will it take you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's mycomputercareer.edu, mycomputercareer.edu.
Stu Gatz here for the Black Tux. For more than a year now, theblacktux.com has been my go-to option for looking great at special events and weddings. Whether you're searching for a stylist-selected outfit or building a custom look, the Black Tux has tons of new suits and tuxedos that'll make you stand out for the right reasons. To score $20 off your purchase, it's simple. Visit theblacktux.com/Dan. That's theblacktux.com/Dan for $20 off your purchase. The Black Tux, premium rental suits and tuxedos delivered.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it could be a bracelet Jared's experts help you create, or a special gift set just for mom, like the Flourishing Hearts gift set, just $99, or melt her heart with the Pandora Love from Mother charm, a Jared exclusive for just $55, while supplies last. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared.
Ready?
Bring it on.
Iowa Hawkeyes.
Back in black. That was a softball.
Okay, Minnesota Twins.
Double vision.
Nice. Now give me one.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Ooh, hockey. How about cold as ice?
Good. Packers?
Easy. Bang the drum.
We rule.
From stats to stacks. Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
Coming up on the program with us tomorrow, it'll be our friend Howard Balzer, longtime NFL draft analyst. We'll have everything for you from pick 1 through pick 32 tomorrow night. KGYM picking up ESPN's draft coverage beginning at 6 o'clock. We will squeeze in Woodja tomorrow, a Thursday staple here on the programming, so nothing to worry about on that front. I know Woodja is probably as popular as Mel Kuhn Jr. is. We mentioned Lunchbox Heroes. It returned for, I believe, this is season number 4 earlier today. Could be season number 5. Not quite sure. Lunchbox Heroes is a great program brought to you by Built by Pros, where we get out and about in the community on Wednesdays, go to various construction projects around the corridor, and feed the guys, the men and women who are doing the work that helps make the corridor such a great place to live. It's our way of saying thank you and giving back. As we mentioned, powered by Built by Pros, but we've got a number of other great sponsors as well. I will not bore you by mentioning all of them at one time. However, I will make sure that the love gets spread around. Poncheros is on board this year, along with our friends from Dr. Pepper, who are right down the hill from us, and Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, as well as a number of other sponsors who will get their love this year throughout Lunchbox Heroes. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes took time out of preparing for today's gym class to take care of the first one. They were in downtown Cedar Rapids, and I believe we are going to be in Iowa City somewhere next week. I don't know whether that's been finalized yet or not, but if you are working in the construction industry and on a project in the corridor that is affiliated with Built by Pros, chances are you're going to be seeing us out and about. Plenty more to finish up here tonight, just the last couple minutes. 107.5 FM listeners, we're going to be sending you to the home of the Hawkeyes in the Bronx, New York, Yankee Stadium, in just a little bit. That game in progress, the series finale between the Twins and the Yankees. Ronald Acuña Jr. making his Major League debut tonight for the Atlanta Braves. He's got a couple flyouts early on. He's 0-2 as his career gets underway. There's a shootout going on in Pittsburgh. They're playing a doubleheader with the Detroit Tigers today. Detroit has taken a 13-10 lead in the ninth inning of game number one. Twins and Yankees, as we mentioned, playing right now. It's 5-2 in the top of the fourth inning. Atlanta with a 2-0 lead on Cincinnati. It's going to be a long season for Cyclone Tim and Reds fans. Arizona and Philadelphia knotted at one apiece. I believe Jake Arrieta is on the mound making his second start in a Phillies uniform tonight. Boston and Toronto tied up at one through two and a half innings, and Baltimore leads Tampa Bay 3-1. Cubs in Cleveland, game two of that brief two-game series tonight. They are scoreless now in the bottom of the third inning. Cardinals and Mets set to get underway at 7:15 tonight. And we've got the White Sox. They went final earlier today, losing to the Mariners 4-3. Ricky Renteria, from bad to worse, from the 2014 Chicago Cubs to the 2018 Chicago White Sox.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. He's getting paid, though, and he loves his job. Just doesn't love losing. We love sending it over to Kyle. He's got one last big board update for you. Here he is.
Iowa baseball's won five consecutive midweek games, and they'll look to continue that today as they're hosting Milwaukee this evening in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes are 23-13, while the Panthers enter at 15-18. Freshman Trent Wallace got the start for the Hawkeyes. He gave up a couple runs early, but Robert Nystrom and Lorenzo Elon tied it, and the Hawkeyes have since taken the lead on a wild pitch. It's 3-2 in the third. The football program got a commitment today from safety Sebastian Castro out of Illinois. He's a 6'1", 200-pound, three-star prospect who chose the Hawkeyes over offers from Minnesota, Iowa State, and Syracuse. Iowa wrestlers Spencer Lee and Alex Marinelli were named to the Amateur Wrestling News All-Rookie Team yesterday. Lee's a first-team selection at 125 pounds after going 22-2 and winning the national title as a true freshman, while Marinelli made the second team at 165 after going 19-6 and earning All-American honors. The Colonels grabbed a 3-1 victory over the Burlington Bees last night. Edward Kalina started on the hill and earned his first Midwest League victory behind five scoreless innings. He got run support from RBI by Gene Carlos Arias and Shane Carrier, and later by Royce Lewis. The teams are back at it again tonight for Game 3 of the four-game series, and they're scoreless in the second. Tonight after the show, we're joining the Twins at the Yankees. Lance Lynn and Sonny Gray got the start on the hill. You can hear it on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Things are happening quickly there in that game, though. The Twins led 2-0. The Yankees now lead 5-2 in the third.
What's on tap for you tonight, Alex? I know you're looking forward to tomorrow and the draft, but tonight, the calm before the storm.
Yeah, go home. Probably do a lot similar things that Mel Kuhn Jr. would do. Go home, watch a little film.
What do you think
film,
Mel does when he leaves the KGYM studios?
Watches a little film, pounds an energy drink, maybe gets a shave that he much needs during this week, and watches a little bit more film and gets ready, keeps his eyes on Twitter, and is ready for 7 o'clock tomorrow. Or what is it, 6 o'clock tomorrow?
6 o'clock tomorrow, I believe.
We have a two-hour show tomorrow.
6 o'clock tomorrow, I believe, is the start of the festivities on ESPN Radio, and then the picks start rolling shortly after that. We'll have it for you from start to finish. Round one, that is, coming up tomorrow on the program. As we mentioned earlier, Howard Balzer checking in with us from St. Louis. Woodja is on tap. Plus, we'll look back on Iowa and Milwaukee, the Hawkeye baseball team in action tonight. Colonels will be at home tomorrow. We'll have Cubs and Brewers to talk about, right? Getting ready to start that series. So plenty to get to. We appreciate you listening. 107.5 FM listeners joining now in progress. Twins, Yankees, everybody else. It's ESPN programming.